This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. We reported this yesterday. A federal court in the Ninth Circuit in Washington State this week overturned a law that said convicted felons had no right to vote. We're joined now by Dale Ho, who's assistant counsel for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. They've been working on this case for the past 6 years. Dale, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You know, my first question is, where does this doctrine come from? Where you remove the right to vote from people who are convicted felons. We're talking about Washington State in this case, but it's really an issue that manifests itself nationally.
That's right. There are 48 states and also the District of Columbia that in some form or another deny the right to vote to people with felony convictions. And from our perspective, what's most important about this case is that no one should be denied the right to vote because of racial discrimination. And what the court found was that because Washington's criminal justice system is infected with racial discrimination at all levels, a point which the state of Washington itself conceded, then Washington's law, which denies the vote to people with felony convictions, is also racially discriminatory and violates the Federal Voting Rights Act.
And that's the same approach that legal challenges to the death penalty took, that avoid the moral issue of the death penalty itself and focus more on, if you're going to have a death penalty, are you overwhelmingly executing one group over another?
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, a lot of the challenges to the death penalty have focused on, not so much, as you say, whether or not the death penalty itself is morally correct, although that is an important question that society continues to grapple with, but whether or not it's applied fairly or if it's applied arbitrarily. And that's, in some sense, the same sort of issue that we're grappling with here. Is disenfranchising people who have felony convictions something that's fair, or is it something that's arbitrary based on factors that are unfair? And in this case, it was determined that it was unfair. It was based on race. At the time this lawsuit was filed, an astonishing 24% of all black men and 15% of the entire black population in Washington were denied their voting rights because of a criminal conviction. Hmm. Now, those are huge numbers, and the evidence showed that these disparities were not reflective of actual participation in criminal activity.
Well, let's take the statistics out of it for a moment, because I'm sure some listeners would want to know from you, if there were no statistical issue here, no racial issue here, do you believe the state has an interest in withholding and disenfranchising people's right to vote based on their conviction of a felony?
Well, the state might have an interest in that, but from our perspective, really the only issue is, does this comport with the Federal Voting Rights Act, which prohibits racial discrimination in voting rights laws? And in this case, it was shown that the denial of the vote to people with felony convictions was racially discriminatory. And if I can make one more point about it,
please.
This issue has national significance. We have 5.3 million Americans in this country who are denied the right to vote because of a criminal conviction. And in 10 states, people convicted of some or all felonies are barred from voting for life, even after they've been released from custody.
Huh.
And 2 million of those people, roughly 38%, are African American.
Where does the case go from here? I mean, those statistics are amazing and certainly electorally significant. Where does this case go from here?
Well, the state of Washington announced yesterday, or the Attorney General anyway, indicated that they plan on seeking review at the United States Supreme Court. So the United States Supreme Court is going to have an opportunity to decide whether or not to hear the case. And if they decide to hear it, that's probably
All
where
right.
we'll go next.
And we will talk to you again in that case. Dale Ho, Assistant Counsel for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, talking about that decision in the Ninth Circuit yesterday, which overturned a law that said convicted felons have no right to vote in the state of Washington.